Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. And it is back to business, I guess, as much as normal as can be on the PGA Tour, as the guys that are playing this week will be at the PGA Tour Stop, the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii, and theoretically having a good time and getting back, as I said, to business. We'll see how all that plays out as the season kind of re-kicks here. 2021. Can't believe it's already been a whole year that we've gotten through, but we have, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. We have our good friend Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort joining us here in just a little bit to share his thoughts on the new season coming up in 2021, what changes we might expect with all the COVID situations and everything else that you normally would expect in a new season coming up here in 2021. As always, Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios with us. How you doing today, Frank?
Doing good. It's cold in Nashville, yeah. Brother. It is cold here. Yeah. Cool. It's 2021. Yeah. Okay. 2020. We're not going to do a year in review like we did. Nothing. I don't care what happened in 2020. Done. Gone. Over. We have over 350,000 less people. Less people. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, don't care. Don't give a rat's about what happened in 2020. 2021 is going to be a good year. The vaccines are going out. I don't care if you have to pull through your Jiffy Lube car wash to get a vaccine. Give them to anybody who will give them out. Let's get it done. Let's move forward. And the season starts. By the way, before we bring Brendan in, because I really want his opinion on this, have you watched any of the new Golf Channel program, Golf Today? Tim? None? Tim went away. Where's Tim? Brendan, get in here. Are you on?
Hey, I'm here to save the day one more time, picking up the slack for Tim Matthews.
I tell you what, if Tim can hear us, Tim, jiggle the cable, do something. Tim's in Dallas, and
hey, you know what?
What?
That was easy. I've been trying for 6 years to get rid of him.
Hey,
2021 is already in a positive flow.
Here we go. If this is going to be the rest of the year, hell, I'm just going to unplug the damn thing, you know?
No, let's look forward to 22.
22, you got it. Hey, so listen, have you had a chance? I've watched it. The new program on Golf Channel, Golf Today, which is an extension of the Today Show, the same style, feel, format. You got Jimmy Roberts sitting there. Jimmy Roberts, who is like an icon in sports broadcasting. And he's sitting there, not even in a suit, like 90% of the time he's in a suit, right? Not even in a suit, slumped over on the desk, acting like, and just staring at everybody like, this, I don't want to be here, this is beneath me. I mean, that's the vibe I got from it.
On a personal note, I think it's absolutely devastating what NBC did to the Golf Channel and the people down here in Orlando. I mean, when I moved down here in 96, the Golf Channel was just launching, and I was working for a production company out of Universal Studios, and they were one of my clients. So I watched them grow since 96 till now. Yeah. And to see 400, 500 jobs just get evaporated.
Boom. Gone.
But it's big business. It's you got to cut where you got to cut. And with that being said, I think Jimmy Roberts feels like it's a,
like,
what am I doing this for? Intern lab. And who is this person with an accent talking to me?
I think Tim's back with us. Tim, we're talking about Golf Today, the new Golf Channel program. And I'll tell you guys, it's sad. And Brendan was, making it, it's a personal thing to all of us because we know a lot of the people at the Golf Channel, 90% of them. And great folks. I mean, Brendan has people in his family that were with Golf Channel, or still are, whatever. So it's tough. They lost their jobs. But my point is, I don't like the new program so far. I mean, jury's still out, but I got to tell you, I don't like the vibe and the feel of it. It just doesn't flow for me.
Well, I tell you what, the glory days, I mean, if you go back to way back when is, when Trip Eisenhower and Jerry Foltz were sitting at a microphone, it was almost like the old sports writers show with the old Chicago guys smoking cigars and just BSing about golf. It's sort of like Golf Talk America. And now you throw it into a corporate format of, we have 2 minutes and 32 seconds to talk about this. We cut the break. Here we go. So, you know what? But they're trying to cover their own and grow the game as well as they can. But, you know, you have to look at the big picture with the PGA Tour and the broadcast rights and what's going to happen in the next 2 years. And with Fox losing the USGA contract, that just gave another shot of the arm to NBC Sports. Sure. So, you know, they have the broadcast rights for the next 5 years.
Fox had to get out from under that, Brendan. That was a Malcolm Turner deal. That was a gazillion dollars.
Well, that was all due to, you know, the NFL and COVID.
Yeah.
Basically is what it came down to.
Yeah.
So, you know, they fell in a golden parachute.
I think a lot of this is a microcosm of what's going to happen and what is happening in sports broadcasting in general. And the Golf Channel became an 800-pound gorilla, and everybody knew if you wanted to do anything on the Golf Channel, if you wanted to do an infomercial for your new wedge and putter or ball, whatever, it was going to cost a fortune because that's what the Golf Channel could do. We're going to bring you all this audience, and it's going to – and they got bigger and bigger and bigger and full of themselves, like a lot of broadcasters, like ESPN did, like everybody else did, that had every analyst – on ESPN. Think about how many analysts they have on ESPN for every different sport, from baseball to golf to hockey to everything. They're paying all those guys money. They have to fly them in. All the different things, the expense that goes into that was all generated by these big contracts that they could sign. And the reason that Nick Saban is making $10 million a year now is because of big network contracts. It's TV revenues bringing that in. Well, that revenue is starting to trickle away, and you're going to see, I think, more and more of what the Golf Channel is doing, which is, boy, how do we keep making the money? Well, it's going to be really hard to keep making the money. Thank God for a lot of them. They've got legalized gambling now that they're tapping into, NBA and NFL, because that's another revenue source. Because I think the days of ESPN and everybody else just signing these $5 billion contracts for the next few years and funneling this money to the athletes and coaches and owners is going to go away slowly but surely. And we're going to have to see these corporations go, what do we do now? And that's what you're seeing, I think, with the Golf Channel.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience of us at French Lick hosting the Senior LPGA Championship, we had a 3-year broadcast deal with Golf Channel, and
big numbers. It was big dollars. Dollars.
And so you have 150 people on site doing a show that, you know, basically no one's going to watch, and we came to the realization we had to re up our contract. So, you know what, we can do this ourselves and stream the video and get twice the audience for a 90% reduction in cost.
Well, guys, roll it back.
It's crazy.
Roll it back to when we started this show, Brendan, and you're well aware of it, and Tim, you are too, because you started the game at that same point in time when we were all started with PGAtour.com. Everybody said, oh, no, you need to be on broadcast. You need to be on a local station. What station are you on? What stations can I hear you on? All that's gone by the wayside. We were on the bleeding edge. We spent the money big time up front. And Brendan and the French Lick Resort stuck their neck out and sponsored us and helped us get started. Now, everybody has a podcast. Everybody's got to be digital. Everybody wants to be on those digital platforms because the reach is so great, as well as the fact it lives in perpetuity for the advertisers, as well as the shows and the hosts and the personalities, as well as the fact that it's appointment listening. You can make an appointment with yourself to listen to it. You know what? I have it here. I'll listen to it tonight at 7.
Yeah.
You know, so there it is.
Or my car on the way home.
Yeah. So we were on the front edge of that. We were on the bleeding edge of all this technology, and we're still here and we're still growing. So now I think our thing is, guys, and both of you give me some feedback on this. Our thing with Golf Talk America, for instance, for our listeners, we've expanded. Now we're on Morning Read. They distribute us on Morning Read, the platform, morningread.com. If you don't get it, subscribe to it. It's a great newsletter that comes out daily and features Golf Talk America and some other really good podcast products. But now how do we expand this platform? Where do we go next? Brendan, what do we do? We do a lot of shows live at French Lick. We do a lot of shows live with Nona Blue, for God's sakes. I mean, live with Graham McDowell's bar.
Well, I tell you, well, in the post-COVID, or we're deep in COVID world right now, we're just doing what we can do to keep moving. I mean, obviously our appearances will be lessened by that. And I really don't feel like going out and being around a bunch of mouth breathers, to be honest with you. But, you know, we'll status quo. Just keep it going and keep it moving and keep Tim on his toes down in Dallas, and we'll be traveling around and having some fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll start getting back out there, don't you think, Tim? I mean,
COVID affected us big time, Frank, right?
It,
I mean, our show
us, yeah.
every show has got their all uniqueness, whatever it might be, and some do more instruction, and some do whatever. And a lot of our uniqueness was being on site. We would be at a lot of tournaments, and that was on the Champions Tour, and certainly things with French
PGA
Lake and,
Tour,
and what Brendan's talking about, the PGA Tour events, because it was we could go to any event we wanted to go to, right? Well, then that got shut down. Well, that obviously cut us out of and anybody else that wanted to go to events, but the media was minimal, if any, at any of these events in the last 10 months. And so anyway, that changed a lot of what the uniqueness of our show was. So hopefully we'll get back to that because we enjoy doing it, but I think we also bring people to the venues, which is really cool. And you don't normally get a chance to do that on a podcast to say, hey, here we are in whatever part of the country, wherever the tournament is, and have those people on with us too that are right there at the tournament. So yeah, COVID affected us in a big way. And
back to the money
part of it, it's going to be really interesting because you know what else everybody figured out, Brendan and Frank, is the announcers, because of COVID, didn't have to travel to the sites, right? How many games did we watch? And you didn't even necessarily know, were they there and were they not there? Were they in a studio or not in a studio? In the past, if you weren't there, you kind of hid it, right? You're real quiet about anything about not being
well, that still happens. That still happens in radio.
Sure.
I mean,
but you didn't really know.
And now, more and more, you're seeing that. So from a cost standpoint, you don't think those networks and the big dogs that are counting every nickel are going, so we don't have to spend the money to send the announcers to put them in a hotel and fly them there and blah, 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 to do all this stuff. They can just stay at home in their studio,
either in home or in a studio, and
not have to go to the locations and do that stuff. I like the fact that we can still do that because I think people like that and like being brought to that venue. And I think golf is unique in that sense because every course is different. We can be by the ocean. You can be in the mountains. Stadiums are stadiums for the most part, right? A football game is kind of a football game. So if I'm sitting in Dallas, but I'm calling a game that's in Miami, okay, I can kind of still do it. So that's a big issue too, that we're going to see more and more.
Yeah,
big people are going to be saying, oh, you need to be sending people on the road like we used to. Everybody just stay in the studio and do your shows, do your games from there.
Yeah.
I was talking about experiences. Back in 12, 13, and 14, we hosted the Big Ten Men's and Women's Championships. So we were dealing with the Big Ten Network, and I had the opportunity to go to the studios back then in downtown Chicago, and they had it right. So back then, they were streaming video from the volleyball games, the hockey games, the Big Ten games of the Olympic sports, basically. And they would relay their video straight up there, and they'd have their announcers all up in Chicago. So they'd be calling three or four or volleyball games a night, reducing costs, obviously. And then we found that out, with the senior LPGA on how to stream it and keep it down to a minimum cost. But you look at Mike Ritz, who was with the Golf Channel for years and years and years. He was one of the original guys with Brian Hammonds and whatnot. But he would go into the office at midnight on a Friday and start calling the European Tour via satellite. So he did that for
absolutely.
Years. That's not an old thing to do, but people are getting with it. And with the way that communication is, I know from my background in the production world, back in the day, if it wasn't broadcast quality, it couldn't go on. Well, that's by the wayside now. I mean, shit, you got your cell phone, and you're on NBC News, so that's all you need.
We were on the forefront of that, weren't we?
Oh, we still are. Are you kidding me?
But the neat thing about our show, guys, is, Brendan and Tim and I, up at Medina this past year.
Yep. Oh, wait, breaking news. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh,
what is it?
They're moving the tournament.
2026 President's Cup at Medina.
Oh, heard that, yeah.
Well, it's officially going to be announced this weekend.
Yeah, okay. So we just broke it, yeah. Like at Medina over at, what is it, Edgewood? Edgewood Resort?
Eaglewood. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Eaglewood Resort. Brendan set us up there with his friends. They built a stage.
Right next door to Medina.
Built a stage for us. We had Rich Lerner, all the people from the Golf Channel coming on the show, had an audience. It was great every morning doing the show.
Yeah.
Even got to meet James Patterson. The famous writer, James Patterson.
We should have had him on. I still kick myself for not asking him to come on.
Yeah, me too, man.
Maybe next time I can kick you when I see it. Just, hey, this is for James Patterson.
But that's the beauty of our show, guys, I think, is that we're out there and we're live in the lobbies of the hotels or resorts where we are. Like at French Lick, we're always up in the mansion for their events at the Pete Dye course.
Yep.
Or we're down in the lobby of the French Lick Resort, which is beautiful. The lobby of the West Baden. We were interviewing John Daly from the pool room at the West Baden Springs Hotel. live on the air. I mean, that's just the beauty of our show, is that we can go out and be there, and people can see us, touch us, talk to us, whatever.
Brendan, can you get us a reservation for 2026 at Eaglewood? Can you already book that for us?
Absolutely. Actually, I can.
That's in your backyard.
I could get you a reservation for 2,026 people at French Lick right now if you wanted.
It's kind of slow everywhere, but
let's do a sidebar here. I mean, you're talking about COVID. You're talking about
I like the
production.
Idea of a bar.
You're talking about everything there.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the new way of marketing in 2021 in the sports business. I mean, my whole existence at French Lick is to promote and sell and get people to Southern Indiana to play golf and gamble and have a great time. And when they get there, take care of them. So how do you do that when your budgets have absolutely been slashed for the last 9 months since March? We've had 175,000 square feet of vacant meeting space. You have, you know, a casino that's running at, you know, 15%. You have a hotel that's, you know, in single digit occupancy during sort of like the off season. And then if you look down here in Orlando, where I'm based out of, you have 2 million square feet of meeting space on iDrive. You have 45,000 hotel rooms that have been absolutely vacant since March. I mean, how do you do that? And that's what I've been trying to do for the last 3 or 4 months, is put together a plan to say, where's our most best way to spend dollars and get the maximum exposure? So it's been interesting. Yeah. And this week has really been challenging, especially with all the COVID tests that are coming back. So what we're trying to do at French Lick is minimize the exposure of people while trying to maximize the experience of people that are coming. Yeah. So,
well, I was up there when, Brendan? The last time I was up there was a few months ago. We lost him a few months ago, and they did a great job. I mean, I think they did a fantastic job of social distancing for us, and it didn't really inhibit the experience. The experience was still great. The restaurant was still great. I mean, 1875 was fabulous. And
yeah, but when you're looking at corporate business, Frank, with the restrictions that are there, I mean, you're looking at between 20 and 25 and 50 people being in a gathering.
Gotcha.
So corporations, you still need to have face to face.
You do. You absolutely.
And we have the location and the space where you could come in, and you don't have to get on the airplane. You could drive the 3, 4, 5, 6 hours and be within, you know, 35 million people in the United States and Central, you know,
Chicago, St. Louis, Lexington.
Hey, Brendan, what's going to happen with the PGA Tour? The PGA merchandise show coming up. Are they going to do that?
It's canceled. It's virtual. We'll be doing virtual.
They're having a virtual show, which I think will be a tremendous flop.
So what kind of difference is that? Can you imagine all the people that come in, not only the hotel and everything else that's affected, restaurants, but just by virtue of you trying to sell your product. If you're in that business and you go there and put up your booth and do all that, whether you're the big boys in your Under Armour and Nike, or you're a little guy trying to sell your new widget, that's a huge difference.
It's going to destroy the little guys trying to sell the new widget. It'll kill them.
Yeah.
I've been in the golf business pretty much my whole life, and I think this is where your personal relationships come into play with the PGA professional. Hey, you know, I'm going to call up, you know, Marty at Medina Country Club and say, look, man, I won't be able to see you at the show, or Dave Hunter at French Lick. You know, we can see our Callaway rep. We can see our Bermuda Sands rep. We know all the reps. They will have to get, you know, they have to go the old gumshoe way of being a salesperson again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to come to Orlando in January, and it's great to see like buddies hanging out, and it's great to go have cocktails, and it's great to go out to demo day, and it's great to guess what? It's not happening. So you need to adapt to that. And, you know, the PGA, you know, Reed Expositions are going to try to do a virtual show. So if you want to be part of this virtual show, you got to pay $2,500 to $5,000 to get your face in a queue of some video world. That's just
do it in your own.
It's not going to happen.
Your own headquarters. It's like PXG. They have a gorgeous headquarters. Titleist, gorgeous headquarters. Callaway, same thing.
Ping.
Set up a room there with nice cameras and some good models, and show them the apparel. You know,
Why do you need it? Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm going to send my rep out to French Lick and say, look, I got this in XL to small. I hear my colors. Here's the latest line. Fill the order out. We'll see you in April.
Well, that's true. I mean, it is. You're right. It's going to be a gumshoe, you know, the old door-to-door or salesmen in the car going from city to city now. That's what it's going to be.
But us having 175,000 square feet of meeting space, we as a resort have to adapt of what the future is going to be. So it, whether it is a virtual trade show where you have just the manufacturers on site and then you blast out to all your consumers, is that one way to do it? Or is you have all the consumers together, but we're still under restrictions of how many people can gather in one space. So
I kind of have to think though, that when we're all done with this entire thing, and again, we're talking with Brendan Sweeney with French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana, about marketing and golf marketing, sports marketing, what's happening, what's going to happen in the future. When we're talking about, I still think that when we get through this, right, first round of vaccine, second round, whatever point somebody, Fauci, somebody says, okay, we're on the downslope and the numbers have gone down consistently now for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we feel like we're kind of over the hump. I kind of think, and maybe I'm old school, I agree that people are going to look at, well, how do we do it before and did it save us money and all that? I still think there are a lot of people that miss going into an office. And I think there are a lot of studies that show whether it's kids in school, people interacting with each other in office space versus doing everything at home, the efficiency. Let's be honest. If you go to your office and you actually are there and the boss is around you and you've got to do your job, it's I think, more productivity than if you stay at home in your pajamas all day. And you can kind of work when you want to work and run out. Nobody knows whether you're going or not or getting your dry cleaning picked up. I think we're going to get back to where we were to some degree. I don't think everything's going to change and just go, well, let's just all stay home and let's all do everything with Zoom.
Great ideas.
Some, but not a lot.
Great ideas happen at the water cooler, if you will. I mean, great ideas happen when you're sitting at lunch with your colleagues or hanging out in their office just knocking things around. Interaction.
With a whiteboard, right? I mean,
a whiteboard.
Sit with a whiteboard and somebody throws ideas up. I mean, that stuff still happens. And I know you can do that. I hope we don't, because I think we need the touchy feel. Just like we're talking about with our show, Golf Talk America, actually being there on site. And again, back to the broadcast, golf is different, right? You can do a football game because I can sit there, Frank, you and Brendan and I can all sit there and watch a football game, a baseball game, because it's condensed into that stadium. And say, okay, here it is, first down, you can see everything. I can't sit there and see everything on a golf course with one picture. You got to be around the golf course. You still have to have David Faraday over here and another announcer on this hole and somebody. It covers 300 acres. It's very different. So I think you still have to have the people on site more so than other sports.
Brendan's conundrum here is, you know, he's saying, you know, they have all this space and they had a lot of companies come in and conferences and because they have, you know, all the amenities of the French Lick Resort all around them. So people want to go there for conferences. Can't do it. Can't have more than 25 people. So how do you market it? I guess you market it for the future. I don't know, Brendan. Is that what you guys are doing? Are you just preparing?
Yeah, we're looking, you know, 90, 120 days down the road.
Yeah.
And we have to be banking on the summer. And what we've done back behind West Baden where the stables are, we put another barn in and a huge pavilion. So we've been looking this summer at outdoor dining space, outdoor meeting spaces, big, you know, arenas. The expo center that we have had, you know, seven tennis courts in it and a driving range. So it's about the size of a football field. So if you could properly distance, and a lot of people don't have that luxury of what we have of, I mean, geez, you look at West Baden and there's, you know, you have a full acre of indoor space right there as well.
Yeah.
So we have the indoor space, but in order to get the people there, the numbers have to be down. And we can't violate any, you know, anybody's personal space or what the government says of you can't have this, that, and the other.
Our number one
priority, you know, is number one, the safety of the people. You need to protect the people and you need to protect the asset being the property. So
yeah,
that's what we have going on.
Well, one of the things when we talk about French Lick, one of the things we never talk about are the stables. And I had, and as many times as I've been there over these past 10, 15 years, whatever it's been, I had never been to the stables, down to the stables, and that venue is incredible.
You still got a restraining order on you. We got rid of the sheep and the goats.
Oh, you see, Linda's gone.
Here we go.
Linda's gone. Darn it! Those stables, Tim.
they're
funny. Those stables are phenomenal. I mean, they really are. And outdoor, we had the big barbecue outside with the Friars Club. That was a blast. I'd never been down there to that.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's easy to forget about that one. Yeah, woo, that was a fun one. Good time.
But we have, you know, we have a lot of big events that's coming down the road. I mean, we still, you know, our bookings last year, you know, in 19 was our biggest year of golf. And in 20, we were expected to have even a bigger year. So, you know, during April, May, June, you know, it was completely shut down. But July, August, September, October were our biggest months ever. And that was, you know, with all the restrictions, with everything else. I mean, our place was jammed with golfers. So then you take a look back at the numbers of 21 and say, well, hey, you know, we marketed it this way. Let's do that again for 21 and go back after the big golf crew and going after, like you mentioned before about the relationships with the PGA professional. You know, I'm calling these golf pros now that are going across the pond with groups of 12, 16, 20 guys that are going to Scotland and Ireland and England to play in April, May, June, July. All those trips are pretty much wiped out for 21. So what we've been going after is, hey, look, for the price of airfare, you can come down to French Lick, you know, with a couple dozen guys that have the same experience. And it's really been effective. And with Ryder Cup coming to Kohler in September, a lot of the internationals, I've been doing reverse calls with Ireland, and they want to bring groups over as well. So once the travel restrictions are lifted, you know, as of today, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and England are pretty much on a lockdown. So, and that's going to last for at least 30 to 45 days. So there is absolutely no way. All these tour operators that we've been dealing with, unfortunately, their hands are tied until at least June, July.
Yeah. Well, but then
it's going to be
one of the, historically, I don't want to get into a lot because I know you've got to go, Brendan, but my thought was historically at your resort, what are the months during of the year that you've had the least capacity? Okay. Not capacity, wrong word. The slowest months of the year. And those
for golf or for everything?
For everything there.
Well, you're looking at the dog days right now of January, February, March.
Yeah, just the cold months, really cold.
So what we normally did in normal times is, you know, we'd have a chocolate fest. We would have, you know, we had the Polar Express in front of the hotel, the Indiana Railway Museum, that ran from mid-November to mid-January. They did 35,000 trips on this train. It was a 26-mile-long trek. They did the Polar Express, $35 a pop. You're looking at about $1.5 million. That was wiped off the books. But with that being said, you had 35,000 people coming to the valley. So you have 35,000 people coming and seeing the lights at the hotel. You have people, you know, coming in for a drink, going across the street, having a beer at Legends and watching a game, going to the casino, maybe throwing a couple shekels into the machine. All that stuff was wiped out.
Yeah.
And if you look at what it's doing to Orlando as well, I don't mean to backtrack, but you know, you're looking at commercial real estate in downtown Orlando. Buddy of mine, Mike Buell, has the Wahlburgers franchise down here, which is right on the corner of Orange and Church. He wound up closing three of his restaurants here in town. And then on top of that, you know, there's no sports downtown. There's no everything downtown. So as soon we can't do anything, Frank, until COVID's done. I mean, anywhere. If you're looking in the NFL, you're looking at the NBA, you're looking at NHL. Golf, you can't put on a decent golf tournament without corporate hospitality. You can't have corporate hospitality if you can't get to the bar and have a chicken wing, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't work that way. You can, you know.
But you guys handled it. But you handled it well for the Friars group, and that was a fairly large group. So you can still do that at French Lick, right?
Yeah, it was an outdoor group. I think we had about 30 people, give or take. In two separate groups, right? We didn't have a big, you know, gathering. People were socially distanced at 10-foot tables, you know, and you're looking at probably, I don't know, 30,000 square feet that we had to play with. You know, it was in a huge outdoor pavilion.
Right.
But things like that is you need to adapt to it, but you can't do it. You can't have the crowds. I mean, you look at what the PGA of America is going to go through at Kiawah. You look at what they're going to try to do at Kohler. You know, the corporate spend of I'm going to spend $110,000 on a corporate tent. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it didn't.
You know,
it's going to be it's a challenge. It's for sure, without a doubt, a challenge. All right, before we let you go, Brendan, let's just get one opinion here on the season coming up. And again, Tournament of Champions kicks off this weekend, and you guys will be in Hawaii. Minimal, if any, fans will be there, the whole thing. Do you think, and I think PGA Tour did a pretty good job starting at Colonial when they reset, getting through the tournaments. A few guys certainly caught it in caddies and different people, but for the most part, I think they did a pretty good job. Do you think it's going to be this whole season coming up the similar to what that was, or do you think slowly but surely it'll be like Houston, allowed a few fans every 1,000 or a couple thousand every day to be watching? Do you think we'll start seeing a change to the back to the normal with fans slowly trickling back into the PGA Tour?
Absolutely, 100%. And you see it now at NBA games. You know, we'll allow 1,500 people in. We'll allow 2,000 people in. You know, and NFL games, you know, we'll allow 7,000 people in. Golf has a great opportunity, and maybe they could do, you know, separate wristbands where you're only allowed on, you know, the front nine, or you're allowed on the back nine, or you have even holes or odd holes or whatever it may be, but that maintain the social distancing of it all. But I think the PGA Tour's got it right. I think the LPGA has got it right, and we're putting on two LPGA events this year. And what we're trying to do is, you know, with the, we mentioned about the pro-ams, you could stage a pro-am. You could, you know, we have the space where, you know, you could spread people out during all your staging. You know, they load up their own bags and whatnot. So you could have the large golf tournaments, and do corporate entertainment that way. But the one thing that you're going to be missing out on, like the Skybox experiences. But as far as the PGA Tour is concerned, I think, yeah, they can allow people in there. Shuffling people back and forth with the shuttle buses, I think that could be a big hindrance. But, you know, if you're going to walk it out all day long.
Yep. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the Symetra Tour events and the Senior LPGA Championship this year, as well as the just being at French Lick. What's the first thing coming up? Are you going to have a Valentine's event there at French Lick?
We had a big chocolate fest that we just sort of canceled, but what we're looking forward to is, and we didn't mention this, but the NCAA tournament, the whole championship's in the state of Indiana. So we have the casino, we have the meeting space, we have the huge event center, and we have a massive, like 40 by 100 long LED projector screen that we can play all the games on. But then we have to get,
Great idea. We
don't know what the restrictions will be at that time to get people in. Yeah. But if not, they could go online, they could gamble at betrivers.com and place your bets inside the state of Indiana and whatnot. But that should be an interesting as well. I mean, you know,
madness is all going to be in Indiana.
Division 1, 2, and 3 championships are all going to be in the state. So I want to get people in the Larry Bird's gym, you know, the Springs Valley High School. And then we're going back and forth the NCAA right now to see if we get a couple games in French Lick, because we have the rooms, we have the meeting space, we have the space, we have the location. You know, we're close
to
an airport.
Good idea.
So, well, that's this afternoon's phone calls. Guys, I got
a bit of Hoosiers there, huh?
All right, take off, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Brendan.
Hey, Tim, great catching up with you. Frank, good luck with everything, and thanks for the time, guys.
Oh, you got it. Thanks, buddy.
Sure, guys. See ya. Take care, Brendan. Brendan Sweeney with French Lick Resort, French Lick, Indiana. That's kind of a cool idea.
It's a really good idea.
Like Hoosiers, right?
Can you imagine being back in Larry Bird's gym doing that? How cool would that be?
Really,
well,
we
kind of got off on a tangent about marketing and golf and all that, but I think that's good for our listeners to hear what we're thinking, what we're trying to do for them, and trying to do for us to get back out on the road. It's time to rock and roll. The Tournament of Champions, though, to switch gears real quick, is interesting this year, Tim, and we won't belabor it much because we don't have much time left, but it's interesting that they've had to change it because of COVID-19 to the point where they let them.
Not enough champions.
Exactly. Yeah. So anybody who finished in the top 30 of the FedEx Cup standings are eligible to play. So you got 16
you and I,
guys.
Frank,
16
we
guys.
We just
playing.
Missed it by that much, Frank. They almost gave us a call. On that list.
So you think Ryan Palmer, I could knock off of that list and I could take his place, or maybe Kevin Kisner, or maybe Tony Finau, or maybe Abraham Answer, or Cameron Champ,
like,
Harris English?
People don't realize that, you know, Tournament of Champions was, well, every year you'd have so many champions, right? Every guy, the same guy's not going to win every week. So you'd have at least, out of, 45 different tournaments, you'd have 50, a few other guys would come in and it'd be fine. Well, suddenly you'd half the season knocked out, then some repeat champions. You're like, we don't have enough guys to fill the field, so it was unique.
Well, the largest
another
field.
COVID
this is the largest field, thing. Though. The largest field this year is what?
Yeah.
40. It's 42. And it's no cut. You know, it's 42. The field's 42. It's no cut.
And they all and get
it's
money.
A par. I mean, by the way, it's a par 73 golf course. Remember that in Kapalua.
Yeah.
Plantation course.
I love watching par 73.
Remember? Oh, it's fabulous to watch.
It's such a neat course, and you see the winds. So you see when guys like DJ hit 406 yard drives downwind,
it's crazy.
Downhill.
It's crazy.
Yeah. 18. What plays what about 670? And it's a two shot hole for some of these guys. You know,
nuts.
Their drives 385 yards. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun to watch it. So
it will be.
Again, I think golf is in a unique situation because. From a visual standpoint, from a TV standpoint, and then through podcasting too, we hopefully can bring that to you when we go to these events as well. But the beauty of golf courses is so different than any other sport. If you play tennis, a tennis court's a tennis court. Now, the surrounding areas might be beautiful. It might be an ocean, but you don't see it, right? It's a tennis court. It's a football field, a baseball diamond. But with golf, you get to see all the beauty of the scenery around you and what's going on. And so that's what's unique about golf. It's also obviously open air, so I think it makes it more capable of handling a great number of people and fans and whatnot. So I think golf is going to be okay. We got through last year, and I think it's going to, as Brendan was saying, I agree, it'll build up more and more and more, and you'll allow a few thousand and maybe five and maybe 10,000, and you'll find ways to keep them as distant as you can. And we've all talked about that. We've been talking about it for months, Frank, the vaccine. And now the first round's going through. People are already talking about it. When do I get my second shot? All that stuff, I think, is going to build the confidence and people saying, okay, I can get out a little bit more. They're saying that January, not to end on a downer, but the experts are saying that January could be a really rough year because everybody got together in the holidays.
Of course.
They shouldn't have, but they did. And you could tell them, but they're not going to listen. And so January is going to be a lot of cases on the upswing. And they hope after January, we're going to start to see the rounding to that curve.
Well, I don't know what Dallas.
Hope that's the case.
I don't know what's happening in Dallas. I know what's happening in Nashville. We know what's happening in L.A. because of all of our friends out there. And I don't want to end on a downer either. But when the authorities are telling the ambulance drivers that to conserve oxygen if they look like they're going to die, don't waste the oxygen. Yeah. Don't bring them to the hospital. Don't. I mean, come on, man. This is just nuts. So.
Well, and I think our message, we'll leave it with this. Let's everybody, if we are near the end, right, let's say we're 80% through this and we're on the 5-yard line. We've got to get to the end zone. Let's keep your masks on, keep distance. Let's just get through. We've done it for a year pretty much. Let's just keep it going and we can get through this and get back to normal. If we don't and we keep pushing our luck, if you will, it's just going to linger and there's no sense in it. So please, my hope for everybody out there is, keep your mask on. Keep doing the things that we're told to do. As much fun as it's not to do those things, we can suffer a little bit more. And hopefully, come springtime, summertime, we're going to be a little bit pretty much back to normal. That's what I hope.
It's going to, that's well said, Tim. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year, guys. This tournament's going to be fun. I want to backtrack a couple of things I said before we go. And I'm not hammering the Golf Channel because they do put out a good product. It's just different. It's very, very different, and it's going to take some getting used to. And just like the Golf Channel did originally, it took time for them to kind of hone it and get it to where they wanted it. And so it'll take time for NBC to do it. Everything's coming out of Connecticut now, not Orlando.
It was kind of a mom-and-pop thing, Frank.
Yeah,
right?
It was.
Arnold Palmer's idea and thing and baby, and they kind of nurtured it from there, and they did what they wanted to do. Now when you get, like any buyout, when you get the big boys that are involved in it, I had it happen to me at a TV station when it was bought out by a big, things change, new people, new ideas, and you got to sit there and go, okay, every nickel counts now. So it's a different world, and Golf Channel is going to have to go through some.
Well, I know exactly what you said during that time. You said, fire the damn weather, people. Sports is more important.
It's a different world, man, isn't it?
Sports
guys and local news, Frank, are almost like becoming dinosaurs. Remember, you used to watch Nashville, Jacksonville, wherever you live.
Our sports guy here in
Sports guy used to do 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Yeah. Now they're lucky to get two.
Right? Well, our sports guy here at the NBC affiliate is doing the morning show from this morning from a culinary school, teaching him to cook. I'm like, okay. Really?
There you go.
Titans just won a game with an almost shank pull kick, and we're in the playoffs. We won the division, but no, really didn't talk much about that. Good Lord. Yep. Anyway, it's going to be a good year. By God, it's going to be a good year.
One way or another, we're going to get through it. All right. Watch a little bit of golf. Keep golf going. That's all I got to say.
Me too, buddy.
We appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for listening today, as always. And thank you to Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort. Check out FrenchLickResort.com to find out more about all the cool things you can do at French Lick Resort. And go to one of our favorite sponsors and keeps us going, and that's Club Corp. ClubCorp.com will show you the local courses near you where you can try out the membership before you join. And when you join, which you will, because you'll love it, you'll love all the benefits, you get the advantage of over 275 private clubs all around the country that you can be a member of. ClubCorp.com. For Frank Bassett, I'm Matthews. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.